first, ramification.
All right. The first time we did episode ramifications two. Went very well, but it was so long ago, there's a chance you have no idea what it is. But ramifications are just, I guess, deep thoughts, questions on how our universe could be just a small adjustment might change so many things. Last time, it was generated from my son, Brett, who just turned to me one day and said, what if a bird could, like, pick up a human being? Like, what if there were birds of prey strong enough to pick up a human being? How would that change your life? And we kind of talked out how even a simple walking of the dog would be weird because you're seeing what's up in the sky, and then you would see this bird, you know.
I would support open carry Texas more.
Yeah, you would have to walk your dog with, like, a spear or something. I don't know. It might bring spears back into vogue. I don't know. They seem to have had a rough couple hundred years.
Swords.
So today's
too much Game of Thrones, dude.
Today's is interesting. And it's from a listener, and I appreciate this. I've got way more ramifications. I know as a show we do, but occasionally we want to answer a listener's concerns. And I thought Andrew really hit on one here. He said, I read the other day that you could fit somewhere around 1,230 Earths inside Jupiter. So think of what it would be like if Earth was as big as Jupiter. I will tweet this link, guys, but look. Here's a picture for you, a little visual aid. Here's Jupiter, this giant planet, and then there's tiny little Earth. And I guess in terms of volume and diameter and size,
we worry about running out of oil?
Well, I mean, that's part of his question. He wonders if the Earth was 1,200 times bigger than it currently is.
Yeah.
Would we just be learning about certain faraway lands? Like, would discovery still be something like what you think of the galaxy, this vast thing that we just don't know so much about, this and this place and this place, and it's too risky to even find out? We would feel like that about our own planet.
We would have areas like the north.
Yes. North of the wall.
The wall. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's that big, but we still have our current. We can travel just as
well,
fast.
Well, he says, like, how would we be connected commercially with cars and electronics and oil?
So like a flight right now, how long does it take you to get halfway across the Earth?
I would say
we're going to Dubai in April. And it's a 16, 17-hour flight.
And is that, I believe,
so it would take you weeks?
Because a plane couldn't physically get there, right? You'd have to stop how many times to refuel?
Many time zones would there
well,
be?
Well, and this is one of the things I love.
It would be like next week.
it's already November, somewhere halfway across Jupiter.
I love living in the year 2014 on Earth. I feel like it's the best time to live that we know of so far. Heck, we have...
except for this current climate, you're right.
We live in the NFL.
We live in a world where U2 can deliver their album to our laptop and we don't even know it. I mean, so technology...
Plus, we get to watch Chip Kelly every week.
Right. However, aren't you kind of bummed that everything on the planet's pretty much been figured out before
we
got here?
Well, we still have the bottom of the ocean floor.
We do, but that's not livable.
We seem to have given up, sort of, on the idea that could ever be inhabitable.
But the idea that...
but we still need to look down there and study it. There might be some oil down there.
The idea that only a few hundred years ago, the pilgrims just set off for this faraway land, and of course there were people here already, and Columbus had already discovered things, but even the Lewis and Clark heading west, that wasn't that long ago, and it can't happen for us. Imagine, you could still discover
things. Yeah, how long ago
things.
Was Lewis and Clark? 200?
1840 Lewis and Clark? No, that's too soon. 1820? I'm trying to think about when they began to head west, and we're doing a very... You shouldn't ask specific questions that with follow-ups like that, but...
They left... you're right, 1820s.
So, I mean, just think about the first time someone happened upon the Grand Canyon and so forth, and what what that would mean to the
Do you think
the,
they went the potty in it?
Yeah, but
what did you do?
To spit.
Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. And but is that something that you would want to do, is explore new things?
You don't think it would be awesome to hear on the news that someone just discovered this land where it's nothing but waterfalls and beaches?
I'd believe in Bigfoot more.
I'm pretty cool now we're sure knowing that everything is pretty much explored and they've cleared it to where
well,
I can
go. Well,
that's
what I'm saying, Donovan. Now free your mind of those boundaries and the idea that you can Skype someone on the other side of the world right now. If the world was 1,200 times bigger, that power would not be there.
I know.
And there would
and that's
be
why
these,
I'm pretty happy that it is what it is right now.
There would be scraps. So you're not playing along with ramifications,
no,
with
no,
Donovan.
No, no, no. I'm thinking
I don't
about
like
it,
your
though.
Ideas.
I'm not there, saying I don't like it.
I don't want
it.
Anything to
well,
be
Well, Bob,
different.
There aren't birds that can pick up humans.
No, but I know. I'm not that surprised Donovan has this opinion.
I'm just saying.
He kind of likes it.
I mean, you say it. It would be really cool, and I understand that. The Earth is 1,200 times bigger. I get that. That is very interesting. I'm just coming from me, and this is my opinion and my opinion alone.
Right.
I kind of like how things are that someone else discovered the Grand Canyon and told me to go there. Well, I wouldn't want to be the one that's walking around and saying, in,
well, yeah,
wow,
we're not
what
saying
this?
You have to be
in
the one.
In this scenario,
but,
yes,
but
we're not going to assign
but
you
But a lot of things are unexplored. So what if, I mean, a lot of people probably would do that.
But we are reasonably sure as a human race.
Like, has every inch of Canada been walked on?
No, I don't think so. I believe there are very dense
Russia
forests and so forth. I'm not positive that there's been a human standing on every square inch. However, we are to a point where we feel like at least for the
big, at least flown over it or looked
big,
at it.
We feel like the bigger animals have been discovered. We feel like Sasquatch probably doesn't exist because we have
yet.
Do
you think we would have never?
Even though I'm leaving the door cracked on Sasquatch.
Jake, would we have never gone to space? Because was space like a thing of, all right, we've kind of covered everything here.
Yes, let's go up. Instead of going across, let's go up.
Yeah. There'd be no point. And also think of how, you know how Asia seems kind of just kind of strange to us because it's so foreign. Imagine how many different weird places there would be that you could never even, like how many weird cultures, and then from
right
there you get all the seedy things you could do on the other side of this 12,000 times bigger Earth.
Now, are
That's
there
unimaginable.
Now is the population the same? Someone just points out, do we have to multiply our 7 billion times 1,200
wow
to fill out the...
But are you even worried about overpopulation?
Well, you're not, but you probably are worried about natural resources and do we have to go to these lands to see if they have milk and honey and crude oil because we've exhausted all of ours.
But there would be just an absolute abundance, right?
I don't know. You don't know what's north of the wall.
It would
how many
have
moon,
to be.
How many moons do they have? Would that be cool?
Jupiter?
Hey, there's three moons tonight.
Yeah, you're asking me questions I don't know again.
So, or does Donovan think that sucks? Man, I've always had one moon. That's all I need.
No, I'm not. I don't think that sucks. That's ridiculous.
I don't want more than one moon.
So, Andrew, well done.
The moon is awesome.
I don't
okay,
know.
So
what would
two
we do about college football, too? I mean, would we be able to go to this power conference?
Would we have would we have a playoff?
Yeah, they'd introduce all
forever
these new teams.
Or would faraway cultures, like in Star Trek, just show up with a really good football team, and you're not even sure what they are.
Or in Space Jam, and they'll take the talent from someone else.
But their zone blocking scheme is mind-boggling.
The Chip Kelly of the Earth.
And it's like that Star Trek really poor, like you just paint their faces like yellow, and it's not a different race. They're still humans. They're just painted yellow.
Yellow?
All right. So there's ramifications for a crazy, second man episode, and we haven't even got to dogs talking yet. All right, it's 2:08. It's Sports Radio 1310.
We so need that one.
Next episode.
All
I promise,
right.
I promise. Up next.